欢迎大家又来收听潘吉典礼告诉你 It's me, Spencer
大家好我是 Jenny 哇 Spencer 你刚嗓音好 soothing 啊
Oh really,
很 soothing 对对对
That's because we're talking about my favorite topic today
是吗
No
今天我们要说说的呢就是最近中国有好几个很红的女演员女明星都怀孕了、像赵丽颖啊刘诗诗、Do you know who they are?
I know of themBut I don't follow them. Sorry.
但至少你知道他们是谁。In any case, 他们就都怀孕了嘛。In any case, 这也是很喜气的一个话题一个 topic. 但很重要的就是呢在英文里面啊你千万不能说一个人他 has a baby. 因为那个不是怀孕的意思那个就是说小 baby 已经生出来了、
对
吧
对对 你已经有了孩子。
那怎么表达怀孕呢英文里面也有好多不同的说法。
That's right, we do.
那今天呢我们就要一一的来告诉大家大家也可以到我们的微信公众号开言英语开放的开语言的言关注我们之后你就能收到今天音频的这个配套文字版本还有我们往期所有节目的音频和文字版本啊 OK 那首先来说一下怀孕如果你查字典查一个 dictionary、它会告诉你英语词是
Well it'spregnancy and if you're 怀孕了 it's you are pregnant
啊对所以这个最关键的词就是 pregnancy、它是一个名词、pregnant 后面变成 t 就是一个形容词
that's right 没错
所以一个女生一个准妈妈她如果说我怀孕了 she could say
I'm pregnant
yay pregnant 但我发现现在有一个趋势就是那个准爸爸他会说 We are pregnant
Yeah, some people will say We're pregnant
我们怀孕了然后听起来很奇怪而且也有很多人就是美国人 native speakers 他也不喜欢这种说法就是说Your wife is the one, you know, carrying the fetus, the baby.
Yeah,
You're not doing anything.
Don't take credit for this one.
对对对你什么也没做 You don't get to say we are pregnant.
也不能说什么都没做。
对就是他爸爸也有很辛苦的工作。
Well,
对对
no, I was saying it takes two to make a kid, Jenny.
是。好那就是 pregnant, pregnancy 这个两个词看完了。这个就是比较 it's, you know, formal, but not...You know, you still hear it a lot in speech. 口语里面也很常用是吧好那这个词看完了前面我们说if you say I have a baby, 这个意思是小孩已经生出来了对吧但是怀孕的话你可以说 I'm having a baby.
Yeah, that's right. I'm having a baby.
就是把时态要变一下啊比如说刚刚讲到的刘诗诗赵丽颖你就可以说 They are having their babies
现在呢
没有生出来 They're still having the baby
No, it's a joke I mean, 现在要生出来吗 Right now 要生出来了
重点就是 When you say someone is having a baby It means the baby is not born yet
Yeah
但 does this mean they're close to giving birth?
Yeah, I mean, maybe. 反正就是怀孕了的意思。
好。
But 你可以很 you know, 讽刺的很 like, sarcastically 回答他们说 What, 现在 Like, now? You're having a baby now? No, not now. In 2 months.
OK, 好。那接下来我们要看的这个说法呢我觉得就是这个很正式 very formal 这个词啊叫做
Oh, we're expecting.
Expecting 这个词虽然很正式但我也很喜欢因为 expect 就有一个期待期望的意思 right so which also means you know you're pregnant 但它这个里面就是有很多的期待在里面
yeah you're expecting to have a baby you're looking forward to it
然后这个词我觉得是用到比如像现在 Meghan Markle she is pregnant right、
oh, really?
你不知道吗 Have you been living in the cave?
Yeah, I guess so. And I don't pay attention to the, you know, the royalty and all that stuff.
对但因为他们是 the royal family, 皇室所以讲到他们的时候你就会念到说 Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are expecting their first child. 对吧
So when is their first child due?
哦，什么时候会生出来啊？预产期是什么时候？
嗯，
所以刚刚 Spencer 问的是 When is their first child due？
嗯，
或者你可以问一个怀孕的准妈妈 When are you due？
Yeah， When are you due？ When is the baby due？
嗯，对，都可以。这个 due 怎么拼？
D-U-E。
对，这个 due 其实就是，比如在学校里面你要交一个作业 paper， 或者在公司对吧？上班要有一个 deadline， 就是 When is it due？What's the due date?
Exactly.
或者账单。
Yeah. So we wouldn't quite say, I don't think we'd say due date for a baby though.
You do.
Yeah, we just say when is it due.
没有 you say due date for
do
a baby.
We?
我生过两次小孩 trust me on that.
Okay.
Yeah, what's the due date?
The due date for the baby?、
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I don't have a kid, so what would...
所以今天的节目也帮你准备一下。
No, no.
所以你没有感觉自己的 biological clock is ticking?
No, 写天写地了不在 TikTok, TikTok. No, it is not ticking.
哎，刚刚我们分享的那个说法啊Biological clock is ticking.
嗯，
这个其实说的就是
那个生物钟，
生理钟。
哦，是生理钟。
对，因为生物钟我们说的就是你什么时候睡觉，什么时候起来。
啊，
生理钟 is more to do with you know having a baby, giving birth.
Okay, so 那个生理钟比生物钟 like 比较长期一点吧。
嗯
sounds like it. Either way, I would say biological clock for either, I think, kind of.
诶，那这个 biological clock is ticking. Ticking 就是它在滴答滴答，就是time is running out, basically.
Yeah, women have a shorter biological clock than men, at least with kids.
对，而且这句话我觉得是就是 most people really don't like to hear it. 因为 it's basically saying...You know, oh, you're getting old. You're not getting any younger. You should have a child now. It's now or never, kind of. 就很有压力的
是吧? This is true. It's tough to be a woman.
诶，所以这句话 is mostly used on women? 就是对，比如一个男的年纪大了，你不可以跟他说 oh, your biological clock.
Yeah, 你很少会听到一个男生说 oh, my biological clock is ticking.
对，就是可能也有点哎。The world is still not equal in many regards, right? 比如像生小孩这个。
本来不是的。
对，是啊。好，那接下来呢，我们来分享一些关于怀孕很口语的说法啊。
好，so because, you know, you have a baby in your stomach, obviously you need to eat. You could say, you're eating for two.
Oh, I'm eating for two. 就是现在是两个人吃。
是。
She's eating for two. 意思就是 she's pregnant.
Exactly.
好。然后你讲到肚子里有一个小孩，我又想到英文里还有个很形象的说烤箱里有一个面包是吗？
There's a bun in the oven.
A bun in the oven. 这个 bun, B-U-N, 就中文的包子也可以说 Chinese buns, right?
可以啊。
或者就是外国那种很简单的小面包小圆球 it's a bun.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So a bun in the oven. And then we have another one, 意思是差不多的 a pea in the pod.
I prefer this one. It's really cute.
A pea in the pod?
是吧？
我觉得他们都可爱。
pea in the pod, P-E-A 就是那个小豆子然后 pod 就是比如毛豆啊小豌豆啊都是在那个豆荚里面的。
Exactly. So the pea is in your pod.
那一个怀孕的女生可以说I have a pea in the pod 吗？
可以啊，可以啊。
Oh, how cute.
I do think though, 在美国have a bun in the oven 是比较常说。
更常用一点。好。那讲到在美国常用的里面还有一些其他更口语的。几年前有一部电影。
Yeah, Knocked Up.
Knocked up.
Yeah, so, I mean, 这不是特, you know, 最文明的。
对，我觉得这个说法虽然是电影的名字, but it's kind of sound slightly rude to me.
Yeah, you wouldn't, you know, maybe you would say it, you know, with like your good friends and you're kind of like, you know, 开玩笑的说, it's like you're kind of kidding, but you can't say this to people...You don't know, really.
对，而且就直接对那个女生说的话，我觉得就很粗鲁吧。就是你不能说 ，Oh, you're knocked up.
Yeah.
那是。
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't want to say this to like a coworker. Hey, you're knocked up.
千万不要那样说啊！
对对对。
好，那 what about things like? preggers or preggle,
yeah.
which all come from the word pregnant.
Yeah, this is just kind of a more, kind of a cutesy way of saying pregnant.
所以不像 knocked up 那么 rude.
No, no. Oh, I'm preggers. Or, oh, Janie's preggo.
Janie, 什么 Janie 还
Janie? I don't know, Janie. There's a I guarantee right now there's a Janie somewhere in the world who's Preggo.
Preggo,
so.
好吧，好，那最后呢？哎，其实也可以说 a baby is on the way.
Yeah,、
right?
baby is on the way.
在路上，他就要来了。Oh, I missed that period of time. You know,、mm. you're expecting and you're in your third trimester. 就是
Really?
对，就快要生出来了、oh. 就很期待嘛，因为真的也很累。肚子又那么大，真想就很想卸货。
Yeah, I was going to say, 身体应该很难受吧，对吧？
对，但我现在回想起来就是 I wish I would have enjoyed that period a little bit more.
Okay.
就还是有它特别值得珍惜的那个，对。
Mm.
然后小孩刚生出来真的太可爱了，一个 newborn baby,、
mm.
出生儿、mm. 那种。
Well, pregnancy 这件事情是 well, it's something I will...
You will never、I'll, get to experience.
Well, yeah, so 我永远 you know, 不太会理解。
但以后对可是以后你太太 pregnant 的时候其实你应该也会感觉到 you're fully involved, right?、
Mm.
You're part of it.、
Mm.
然后你可以帮他就是办一个非常好的 baby shower.
Okay, baby shower. So this isn't actually...bathing the baby.
不是给你的小 baby shower, 给他洗澡,
mm-hmm.
no.
Mm-hmm. No, this is a party for a woman who is expecting.
对对对,就通常就是她的好闺蜜会给她, they will throw her a baby shower,、
mm-hmm.
就是一个 party, 然后呢大家来了就会送她一些礼物,就是、mm-hmm. 等小孩生出来会用到的。
Yeah, so basically a bunch of clothes the baby can only use for about 2 months, and then they won't
Not
fit.
Not even that, maybe 2 weeks. 因为真的有那种带非常可爱 like for newborns, 就 tiny, they're so sweet, so cute. 好那今天呢我们跟他讲了一个就是讲到最后你也觉得 Oh, my heart is melting, 就真的好可爱的一个话题搞得我现在也很想我的孩子。希望大家喜欢今天我们的节目。最后要问问我们的听众朋友 Are you expecting?、
Mm, do you have a baby on the way?
On the way, 对。If so, come and let us know. 在我们今天的留言底下都可以告诉我们。And if you do have a baby on the way, 你可以咨询 Spencer 应该给他起什么英文名。
Mm,
好吧。
Oh, yeah, this, you, yeah, Janie.
The open language naming service, Janie. 好 OK, 感谢大家的收听。那当然除了我们的双语脱口秀呢我们还有一个开言的会员课程库。你可以每天享受到新鲜的课程和我们所有已经发布的非常实用的口语课。可以在我们的 APP 里面会员专区学习。大家可以先到我们的微信公众号免费试用。感谢大家的收听。We'll see you next time. 再见。
Bye.